This is America Weekend, and I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be joined by our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, talking about pet pressure in just a moment. But first, experts expect a smaller workforce in the U.S. and declining pay in the future. Many younger adults are postponing work to remain in school to try to become more marketable, and many adults stop looking for jobs, which has led to a smaller workforce. A smaller workforce normally leads to higher pay, but not the case right now. Pay is actually on the decline. Experts say this is being caused by Americans having to compete against lower-paid foreigners and more companies going to automation to get jobs done instead of humans. A record 93,600,000 Americans 16 or older did not participate in the nation's labor force in June. As the labor force participation rate dropped to 62.6%, a 38-year low according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The 157 million who participated in the labor force equaled only 62.6%, the lowest labor force participation rate in 38 years. It hasn't been this low since October of 1977, when the participation rate was 62.4%. The U.S. women's soccer team beat Japan for the World Cup by a score of 5-2, and four of those goals came in the first 16 minutes. Japan got it to within 4-2 thanks to a goal by American defender Julie Johnston early in the second half, but Tobin Heath quickly made it 5-2. The victory gives 33-year-old U.S. great Abby Wambach her first World Cup title in her last attempt at it. Hope Solo won the Best Goalie Award. The victory is particularly sweet for the Americans, who lost to Japan in penalty kicks in the 2011 World Cup final. The U.S. win is its first Women's World Cup since 1999 and becomes the first ever team to win tournaments three times. And New York City gave the women a ticker tape parade this past Friday, the first time ever for a women's team in New York City. Amazon's announcement of Prime Day has people in a tizzy. To celebrate its 20th anniversary next week, Amazon is hosting a global shopping event offering more deals than Black Friday, but only to its Prime members. July 15th is the day when new and existing members will be able to take advantage of major deals starting at midnight, with new bargains popping up as often as every 10 minutes at Amazon.com. Women spend 5 months of their working lives choosing clothes. Researchers surveyed 2,000 women. They found that it takes more than an hour a week, so from 18 to age 65, that totals 20 weeks or 5 months over their working lives. And 45% of women said figuring out what to wear was stressful. Starbucks is raising prices again. The increase will range from 5 to 20 cents for most of their drinks. A small and large brewed coffee will each go up by 10 cents in most areas of the country. That would bring the price of a large coffee to $2.45 in most of its U.S. stores. Starbucks also raised prices nationally about a year ago. Prices are not being raised on any food items at Starbucks. There's a wearable device that can change your mood by delivering a beat to your wrist. Doppel, the tech brand, is worn on your wrist. The makers say the device taps into your body's natural rhythm and gives the wearer control over how alert or relaxed they are. And Doppel is synchronized to each individual via a smartphone app that measures their resting heart rate, so it can tap into your body's natural response to external rhythms. Anne-Marie Lucas is our animal advocate here at America Weekend, and she's here with her weekly advice and recommendations. And good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike. Great to be here again.
Pet pressure. Tell everybody what you mean by that.
Yes, peer pressure for your pets, which we're calling pet pressure. You know, as a whole and as a society, we're under such great scrutiny and pressure to do what's best for our pets, and we should always do that. We always strive to be the best pet parents that we can be. But, you know, what works for one pet parent or pet family might not work for another pet parent or pet family. So you are the ones who know your pets. You know their habits, you know their tendencies, you know their comfort level, and you know your own comfort level. And I have an example, of course. I always have an example. So my girlfriend has a dog called a Carolina dog, and she lives in New York City. Her friend has a Labrador Retriever, a yellow lab. So they go for walks every day together in Central Park. And before 9 o'clock in the morning, or maybe it's even 8 o'clock in the morning, you're allowed to let your dogs off leash in the park and roam. And it's great great for dogs that come back to their owner and listen. But there are other dogs that don't listen, and they get into trouble when they roam free. So my girlfriend has one of those dogs. Her Carolina dog is a dog that she always keeps leashed, and her friend always lets her lab off the leash. So she's under a great amount of pressure to take her dog off leash when she's not comfortable with it. And the one time she succumbed to that pressure, her dog, of course, jumped into the water and didn't, you know, understand what he was jumping into. And he almost drowned because he's not really a good swimmer. He sank right to the bottom. So she was calling me very upset, saying, you know, what do I do? I keep getting pressure to take Teddy, her dog, off the leash. And I said, Donna Lynn, you have to just say no. You know your dog better than anybody else, and you can't succumb to the pressure because somebody else feels that they can let their dog roam free. You know, I'm sort of in the middle of letting your dogs, you know, have choices and letting your dogs, you know, keeping your dogs close to the vest, as they say. So you really have to do what's best for you and for your dog and what you're comfortable with. Don't succumb to the peer pressure.
Has she thought about getting a new friend?
What's really funny is they really get along and the dogs love each other, but she did have to put her foot down and say, listen, this is my dog. I know my dog. He's not comfortable being off leash yet. I'm not comfortable with it. They were even at the shore last weekend, and the same thing happened where the owner of the lab, her dog, goes into the water and swims freely, and Teddy is standing on the shore nervous, and the owner of the lab kept saying, oh, just throw the ball. Let him get the ball in the water. Let him go in the water. Let him get in the water. And my girlfriend was like, he's not going to do that. He's not comfortable with that. Please don't pressure me to do that. And, you know, it's just one of those fights that people have all the time. I know Danny and I have that squabble all the time. I'm a little freer than he is. He's much stricter in terms of making sure he knows where everybody is at every exact moment. And I'm a little freer. I like to give them a little more choice in their lifestyles, you know, running around the house or running around our fenced-in yard. But it's very, very funny how this peer pressure has extended into our pets' lives.
Well, why doesn't she say, well, why don't you keep your dog out of the water so he doesn't get eaten by a shark?
Exactly, especially if you're in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
You know, and here's the thing, Mike, you never know what's going to happen, and you really can never trust your dog because certain instances come up that are unexpected, and your dog could get spooked. If your dog has a high prey drive and a squirrel or something goes by that you weren't expecting and you get caught off guard, at any point your dog can take off. So if you're one of those people who let your dog off leash, you really, really have to be on top of them and paying attention. And that's the other thing is a lot of people don't pay attention to their dogs when they have them off leash, and that's when they get in trouble, you know, and this extends even further to feeling pressure from, you know, should you take your dog in the car with you everywhere? Should you take your dog to a restaurant with you outside? I was at a restaurant in Cold Spring, which is, you know, Cold Spring is a great place to go and walk around, and it's very pet friendly. So we were in an outdoor cafe, and the couple next to us had a dog at the table, you know, underneath the table, and this other couple was sitting next to them, pressuring the owner of the dog to feed their dog, her dog, hamburger. And this guy kept saying to her, oh, give your dog some hamburger. It's fine. He should have a nice meal. Just give your dog some hamburger. And the girl was kind of like, well, there's onions in the hamburger, and onions are really bad for my dog, so I'm not going to do that. So the guy just kept going on and on. And she's like, well, listen, I gave him a French fry. He's fine. So it was like that pressure, and it was everything I could do not to jump in and say, hey, just leave it alone. It's okay.
Well, you have to let me know when you're doing your outdoor dining locally, and I'll come over and videotape your expressions as you listen to the conversation next door and react to the people trying to pressure their dogs into eating hamburger.
You have to see Danny, my husband, just has to hold me back because he's like, Anne-Marie, it shows on your face. Knock it off. It's so funny because I just always want to jump in. And listen, I'm never mean unless there's cruelty involved. I'm never aggressive unless there's cruelty involved. If it's something like this, you know, I try and let people handle it themselves, but I will certainly back somebody up if someone's being silly and, you know, and doing something that they shouldn't be doing or pressuring somebody. Let's stop pressuring people. There's enough pressure on us day to day. I don't know what's going on out there, Mike, but there's pressure everywhere.
Well, you know, John Quinones, who's the host of What Would You Do on ABC, was just on this show a couple of weeks ago, and they film a lot of this locally. So that's my next thing is waiting for you to show up on that show in some restaurant or, you know, outdoor cafe where you're come to the defense of a defenseless animal. I'm just waiting for that episode.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I'm always one to jump in first without thinking sometimes, but, you know, it's always for the right reasons, I think.
You always have a pet tip of the week, and this one's about these memory foam mats that you use for your dogs?
Yes. You know, I'm always obsessed with finding the perfect crate mat for my dog or mats that I can put out on the back deck. I talked about memory foam beds for your dogs that are made specifically for dogs, which I have found at Home Goods in the past at a great price. So now I'm obsessed with memory foam bath mats, which are 10 times better than the pet-made beds because they're much more durable and they're even cheaper. I have a lot of dogs, so I can buy a lot of them. They range anywhere from $7 to $13 for a memory foam bath mat. They're colorful, they're comfy, they're very durable. I can put them in the crates, they're easy to wash. And again, Home Goods is like my go-to store for a lot of this stuff. I don't even go to the pet stores very much anymore because Home Goods has a lot of great options and they have great things for people and great things for your pets. So I highly recommend the memory foam bath mat. And I'll tweet about it, and I'll show you a picture of how cute it is and comfy.
All right, terrific. And by the way, you can find Anne-Marie on Twitter, Anne-Marie_Lucas.
Yes.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.